We did decorations over here. I think mine's right there.
Ayana Elvis gave me a tour of the artwork hanging in the hallway outside her classroom.
See this one? Nuh-uh, that's not mine. See this one? Nope. See this one? Yeah. This is mine. Yeah, this is my name.
Recognizing her name is a big deal for a kindergartner like Ayana, but there's so much about being in school she already knows. For instance, in school you do work, like drawing pictures. Also, you answer questions, mostly from your teachers, but also from nosy reporters. Down the hall in Homer Plessy's office, pre-kindergartner Akira Jack gets some help from her mom, Trinise Jack, when I ask who her teacher is.
Samson.
Do you like her? Can you say it in words?
I like it in Samson.
I like it in Samson.
For Akira, like many four-year-olds, pre-K is her first experience in school. And spending the day with people who aren't her family is hard. Akira's mom, Trinise, is helping her daughter ease into the 10-hour day by picking her daughter up around noon before nap time. Akira does not like to nap.
So we're just going to see how it goes. And if the longer she's good, we'll extend the time to try to see if she could do a full day. But staying from 7:30 in the morning to like 5:30 in the aftercare, that wasn't happening.
Trinise says Akira likes pre-kindergarten. She has fun there. She just has to get into the habit of staying all day. Children who attend a quality preschool do better for years to come, in school and in life. That's according to several long-term studies, including one conducted by HiSCOPE. The independent nonprofit research foundation started following 3- and 4-year-olds in Ypsilanti, Michigan, back in the early 60s. HiSCOPE's Perry preschool study took these 3- and 4-year-olds from similar backgrounds and placed them into two groups. Half attended a high-quality preschool and half did not. Over the next 4 decades, the Perry preschool study followed both groups and found that the students who attended preschool were more likely to graduate high school, earn more money, and commit fewer crimes. Sarah Lichen, head of school at Homer Plessy, says an age-appropriate, play-based pre-K curriculum fosters social and emotional readiness for school. It was a no-brainer to offer it.
We have a pre-K. We have 54 pre-K children, but my pre-K is completely unfunded. We have not received any state funding this year for pre-K.
Homer Plessy hoped to get full funding for their pre-K through the state's LA4 program, which allots $4,000 for each pre-K student. About a month before classes started in early August, the school found out they wouldn't receive any pre-K funding, yet they never thought of canceling it. Lichen says quality pre-K is the cornerstone of academic success. So in order to pay to educate their 54 pre-kindergartners, Homer Plessy is stretching funds for the students in grades K through 2.
I'm trying to fund 54 children with money that's only meant for the children I have in grades K through 2. So I'm effectively almost paying, using one per pupil to pay for 2 children.
There is some funding for pre-K at Plessy. About a dozen of their pre-K students are above the poverty line. Their families pay tuition, about $500 a month. The school is hoping to receive some money from the state mid-year, and they've applied for a grant from Baptist Community Ministry to ease the budget problem. Kathleen Padian is the deputy superintendent for the Orleans Parish School Board, which oversees 14 charter schools, including Homer Plessy. Padian says OPSB can't do much to ease Plessy's budget woes because most of the money for pre-K flows from the state.
We would serve many, many more children, 4-year-old children, if we had more funding. And also, to be clear, even when they are funded, it's only about half the amount of money that you receive for a 5-year-old.
5-year-olds, kindergartners, are each allotted $8,000 from the state for their education, compared to the $4,000 given to 4-year-olds in pre-K.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is that the state isn't fully funding pre-K.
Why isn't the state fully funding pre-K?
You'd have to ask the state legislature. I don't know.
State Senator Conrad Apple is chairman of the Louisiana Senate Education Committee, and he says quality pre-K programs are grossly underfunded. But he also says the entire state budget is underfunded by billions of dollars, and everyone is begging for money. Senator Apple says the programs that scream the loudest get the most, and supporters of pre-K are just beginning to find their voice. Back at Homer Plessy, head of school Sarah Lichen has no problem vocalizing how this lack of pre-K funding is crippling her school.
We're dedicated to pre-K, but pre-K is killing us.
Homer Plessy has stripped its budget of everything it can, including eliminating one pre-K teacher and combining three pre-K classes into two larger ones. The school won't ask parents to pay more tuition, but they are talking to people in other parts of the country with deep pockets and an interest in Plessy's education model. Lycan says Homer Plessy is communicating with families about their budget challenges. She says families expect their children to go to a school that's happy and healthy, where they can thrive. And that's what they're trying to do on the leanest of budgets. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.